Because that's what it is, really. The first thing you mistake about love, you think love is something that could happen to be in you. Whereas you think that you have some part of you is the part of love. You're looking for something inside, right? There is no such a thing. There is something inside you which doesn't like to be inside you. Means there is some thought in you which doesn't like your individuality. Likes to be out. Because love, there is no couple of thousand loves. You remember that love is doesn't give in to mathematics, huh? You cannot love 94% or even 99.99% for that. You know what you do. And there is only one love. There is one heart in this universe if you join your part of that. And this is not simple. So, he talks about this problem in the story in different ways. Up to here we learn that the merchant is good. Do not dislike the merchant. Merchant is good. And attends even to the parrot. Parrot wants nothing but one thing. The message. You see, message, messengers, and these are our link. So he gives a message. What was the message of the parrot to other parrots? Remember? What was it? Was not just that. I believe it was a good love story, wasn't it? A very good love letter to begin with. That's why I say you want to read about love. This was love. He started with what? First salam. He said, go there and give them my salam. In this path, in this kind of way. And
justice.
I want the justice. That I want the justice doesn't do exactly. In Persian language, there is a trick in that word. Because this is Persian, it's not Arabic. Dad is the word for justice in Persian language. But at the same time, it's a verb, means somebody gave something. So when you receive something, that's the giving of someone, right? This is dad, which stands by dahesh. So the word is a little bit tricky even over there. He asked for justice and he asked for that thing that he will give. Because this parrot knows that he wants to receive something from that assembly. And he doesn't know what. Then he said, okay, first of all, is it fair that you're happy over there and I'm not? Means he believes in a living conscious over there which cares about this. There is something preloaded in this parrot, in a way. And he asked, then, you know what? Drink a little bit when you're thinking of me. We know about the drinking and the essence of the knowledge which they think that this is it. And one of the main points about getting drunk is, when do you get drunk?
To let go of my logic.
To get rid of your brain, yes. Get rid of your logic, relax a little bit. That's why drunkenness is good. Because this will fade away. You just feel good by the absence of this. And when this one goes away for a couple of hours, you dream and you wake up and you're good. This is how we look at it. He said, okay, drink. And add a little bit, droplet of that to the earth for me. Okay. This is where the story is. The guy is going to take the message. Who is volunteer? Peter.
What line should I say?
It's 1587.
How the merchant saw the Paris of India in the plain and delivered the Paris message. When he reached the farthest bounds of India, he saw a number of parrots in the plain. He halted his beast, then he gave voice, delivered the greeting and the trust. One of those parrots trembled exceedingly, fell and died, and its breath stopped. The merchant repented of having told the news and said, I have gone about to destroy the creature.
Okay, let's just stop. Let's forget about that. See the merchant. What happened? A parrot is sending a very long, long, lovely message. Suddenly, in the next paragraph, really get rid of it with only three verses. He arrived at the furthest, gave the message, the guy died. Period. No talking about the details. Nothing at all. First of all, the guy is the furthest part of India, which reminds you the end of the paradise, which there is a famous tree. What is it? Yes. Sarv, that fantastic tree. Okay. But at the furthest of India, he will see the parrots, not on the trees even. In Biyavan, in nowhere. Because this is not something that this merchant should understand and we talk about, and that is not the question. He will stop his horse, the thing he's riding. So there is a pause for the merchant. He will give the message. One of those parrots will fall down, die, and his breath was cut off. We know the breath is the soul and the breath of God in us and all that. The breath is stopped. Now, let's see the reaction of this merchant. This merchant is logically us. If this happened to you, what will you think? Would you be happy? Let's see.
This one, surely, is kin to that little parrot. They must have been two bodies and one spirit. Why did I do this? Why did I give the message? I have consumed the poor creature by this raw speech. This tongue is like stone and is also fire-like, and that which springs from the tongue is like fire. Do not vainly strike stone and iron against each other, now for the sake of relating, now for the sake of boasting.
What is this? This has nothing to do with the story. Again, Rumi is coming forward, talking about something. His tongue, talking. How dangerous it is, because it could ruin everything. Is he talking about really conversation, and is he advising you to be a quieter person? This is not what we are here for. He's talking about the inner part, right? What is talking in you? Your inward talking, what is it? You call it thinking, aren't you? What do you do when you think? You talk, right? And if you talk badly, you will go away. All the confusion is something like that. Because when you're thinking, you're not worried about what you're talking. And that could lead somewhere. Let's see how Rumi presented. Suddenly, he talked. Parrot died. And he would say, maybe they're relatives. No, this is the tongue.